One of the big building projects from the Celtic Tiger era, the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre near Grand Canal Dock in South Dublin, is currently on the market. It's being sold by NAMA. There has been or had been an offer of €20 million. That's a quarter of its actual build cost. New Beginning, which made that offer, said it would hold the venue as a public trust. The offer, though, was turned down. Well, this morning, Fianna Fáil has intervened. Its arts spokesman, Sean O'Farrell, says the government should not allow the theatre to be sold and the venue should be incorporated into the national arts infrastructure. Well, Sean O'Farrell is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Christopher.
Now, the theatre has a reputation for bringing in musicals and the like from the West End of London. It's a nice night out, but it's hardly a quintessentially Irish experience, is it? It's a commercial venture. Why do we want it?
Well, it's a great commercial venture and it's been hugely successful, and long may the touring...
But it's not Irish. It's not... It doesn't...
Yeah, but long may they continue. But what I'm saying is that if this were to be retained, because remember, it is now in national ownership, were it to be retained in national ownership, we would be in a position to develop it as a hub for successful Indigenous Irish theatre and musical projects. And that would add a new flavour to what's been happening very successfully there in recent years.
And that's a demand you're hearing, is it, on the ground from our arts community?
Yes, it is. I think our arts community should be involved. That's why I've written to the Minister for Arts and to the Minister for Finance, suggesting that he carry out a review of the intended sale, that he withdraw from the sale at present, and that he engage with agencies like the National Academy for Dramatic Arts, the National Theatre, and indeed your own RT performing groups, to see how could we take this facility and do what's been happening in London, for example, where a recent study has shown that 22 million people attended theatre events as compared with 13 million people in the last 12 months attending Premier League football.
What's your fear around the current sale process?
My fear is that it will continue to be developed as purely a commercial theatre, which is fine in its own right, but the opportunity of the current ownership by NAMA presents the state with an opportunity to use this to provide opportunities for Irish theatre projects and initiatives.
Do you fear there's a danger that if it's sold overseas, it may be more expensive for people to attend, they may cut salary costs, what have you? What is the quintessential point that you have? I mean, would a reassurance from an overseas buyer, for instance, or even a domestic commercial buyer, serve any purpose with you?
No, it's not so much a fear as to what would happen, but it's a fear of a lost opportunity. The opportunity being to develop this in a way that provides opportunities for Indigenous Irish theatre and performers, so that we take something that is successful but somewhat mundane and inject into it a distinctively Irish flavour.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Sean O'Farrell, Arts spokesperson for Fianna Fáil, thank you for joining us on the programme. It is just coming up to a minute to nine.